Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports have to try harder, Nick. They have to try harder.
But fortunately, we don't.
If they want our attention, when you're already competing with spending time with your family, spending time with your kids, all these things, you got to put out a good product. And right now, college basketball, we're searching here.
All right, we're going to try and have some fun here. We'll see if it goes fun. It could get contentious.
Okay.
We could just get sad. I don't know. But you and I have thought about this for a while of doing, now that Aaron Rodgers is meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers, now, you know, Russ is in play. We kind of know the parties and where this could go for the Browns. We're going to try and divvy up the best and worst quarterback trio for the Browns from this point forward.
Okay.
Now, there are no real rules other than on this one, so it's not going to be – so later we might do the entertainment one, meaning like the best and worst quarterback trios for entertainment. This is just about wins and losses. Set me up, JP. Let me hear what your best – quarterback trio from this point is for the Browns.
All right, best is going to be Kenny Pickett has to be unlocking all of these, right?
Yeah.
It just he's there.
Although
he's here.
Maybe the best would be if he gets cut in training camp.
Shador, they draft the Browns at number 2 overall, and then Joe Flacco serves as the backup. And the beautiful thing about this is that Joe Flacco won't get in the way of letting Shador start week one.
That's the best?
That's the best to me, yeah.
The best?
The very best.
Like the leads to the most wins next year best?
Best of everything, yes.
All right. Okay.
All right. What is your best? And I'm going to be the same amount of condescending back, by the way.
It's fair.
That's your best?
Yeah.
That is the best?
Yeah. I didn't raise my voice, but I definitely there was definitely an inflection.
Yeah.
What?
I thought we were judgment free zone here. I thought we were the Planet Fitness.
I didn't. Did I say that, Mac?
No. We're judging. Okay.
I'm on the quill.
Oh, by the way, if me saying Shador Sanders in there shocked anyone at all, then you just haven't been.
I think it was the Joe Flacco thing.
Well, so what I love about Flacco being involved here is that Flacco will just step aside and let Shador start week one. I needed someone that was old enough, not going to compete, and also just going to lay down and die in the process.
Andrew Friedman, or Friedhoff, excuse me, on Twitter saying the best Ward, Cousins, and Pickett. And then Chris Derma saying, Kirk, Pickett, and Howard allows us to trade out of 2 or go BPA while looking towards the 2026-27 quarterback class. All right, I'm going to give you the best. Now, this is if I want to win every game I can this year and set myself up to do the same in the future. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Cam Ward. And Kenny Pickett. I'm just putting Kenny Pickett in there
So the reason why I didn't go like Rodgers and Shador or Rodgers and Cam Ward was only based off of the idea that I was looking at too much for this year, and Cam Ward in this instance doesn't play at all.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, okay. Cam Ward plays in break glass in case of emergency, but Aaron plays, you win 10, 11 games, and then that allows you to maybe hand off the reins in 2026 to Cam Ward. Now, in fairness, I can honestly just go, I almost went Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz. So you have a high-level starter, a high-level backup, and then Kenny Pickett just exists. I thought about that, but I think I'm going to go with give you a little bit something for now, a little bit something for the future there. Let's go with your worst quarterback trio.
Kenny Pickett, Kirk Cousins, who is old and injured, and then Joe Flacco, who is old. Now, the interesting thing about this is my best and my worst both involve Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco being in the room, but it's for different reasons. The worst part of this is that if Joe Flacco is in the room, I don't ever want to see him play football again.
May I ask you, is it a quarterback battle between Kirk and Flacco?
So the biggest problem I have here, it's more Kirk wins the battle, but then Kirk is going to get injured, and then Flacco will see time. The problem I have here is that Pickett's the only relatively young quarterback you have in the mix, and so you're just throwing old, and you're just putting them out there, and there's nothing for the future attached to this at all.
So basically,
absolutely nothing for the future.
You treat Kirk Cousins as the quarterback you take because you have to take a draft pick and traded for Kirk. Am I understanding that right?
In this instance, they are not addressing the quarterback through the draft at all. That's why it's the worst for me.
Okay. Bud on Twitter saying, Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, and Jalen Milroe is his best. All right.
That is a very real chance of happening, by the way.
Yeah, the Milroe stuff is interesting.
The Milrise.
Because it, like, I'm not saying Milroe. No, I don't think Milroe should play this year.
I wouldn't play him either, but that combo actually has a real chance of happening.
But like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, those are of the veterans. If you get one of those three, you at least start to sell the best quarterback trio that you've had.
All right, what's your worst?
Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco start. Battle for a starting spot.
Yeah. Oh, so we're lockstep there.
Yep. And then Jalen Milroe is your developmental quarterback.
You know what? That's very good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I'm really good at thinking up situations that involve dread.
That's your specialty?
Yeah.
The only problem with that, and why I went Kirk Cousins instead of someone like Milroe, is that at least it gives the glimpse of trying to develop a quarterback if you have Milroe and trying to actually do something for the future, whereas Kirk Cousins and Joe Flacco just immediately scream, we're only for this year, and that's it.
Am I the only person that, whether you draft two quarterbacks, one quarterback, or no quarterbacks, it doesn't really matter to me?
I think a lot of people. Well, I guess it matters what round.
No,
like if you take two quarterbacks in the first round, I think people have a discussion on.
Well, okay, but like if you took Shador at two, and then Will Howard at I don't know 104.
I think people would love that.
I think you'd love it.
I want as many bites of the apple as you can get. I also like Will Howard as well.
I think I'd rather not take a quarterback than that plan.
Not take a quarterback at all.
Yeah. I know that the conversation with the Browns has always been, well, they're gonna take a quarterback in the draft, they're gonna take a veteran quarterback. This falls back into my theory. You don't have to do anything.
No.
So if it's just a bad quarterback draft, you can just bypass it and use that fourth round pick on a tight end that might give you more use and more upside over the next 4 years than a bad quarterback from a bad
draft. Nick, if they do the poison pill thing, if they go down the other route, if they're not taking a quarterback at two, I would almost implore them to just not address it at all, only because then you're putting your investments in other places.
Moblin saying, realistic, I'd go, because he thinks Rodgers isn't coming here, saying I'd go Sanders, Tim Couch, and Kenny Pickett. Did he mean Kirk Cousins? Did it autocorrect? Couch to Cousins is very close.
I don't know. I thought he was, is he making a joke?
Could be.
I just thought he was making a joke.
Now, the worst one, he said, Wilson's or Cousins, Kenny Pickett, Jalen Milroe.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It really is. Every time I read one of these, I'm like, ew. Whether it's good or bad. There's really, other than like Aaron Rodgers, Cam Ward, and Kenny Pickett, and again, if I have Aaron Rodgers, I might just not take a quarterback at all. It really, the ick factor in all of this is pretty substantial.
This is the spot the Browns have put themselves in, but that's what we talked about, whether or not Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski would almost be given a pass. When you wind this up, what is this, the poker equivalent of this? This is like being dealt 7-5 offsuit, okay? You're expecting them to win with this hand?
No, I think I'm expecting them to get a number one pick. But maybe that's just my fatalistic mind.
No, and that's okay, but if they got the number one pick, that would be the job well done.
Wait, you said with Aaron Rodgers?
No. I'm saying like any quarterback situation we're putting out here, if this is the poker equivalent of giving them 5-7 and then telling them to go out there and win the World Series of Poker with that hand, you can see why we're already drumming up the conversations around should we really be looking at Stefanski and Barry as if this is a year we can even judge him off of.
Jackson saying on Twitter, at Nick Wilson says, his best quarterback trio, you guys can keep sending those in, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, his best is Will Howard, Kenny Pickett, and Curtis Rourke. I actually think Will Howard and Curtis Rourke fit what you want to do, especially Curtis Rourke. I don't know how that's your best.
I don't know how that's your best either.
Oh, hey, we got a fourth-round pick just, and a sixth-round pick. Go get him, Tiger.
Really believe in Will Howard, which we've met enough people that really believe in Will Howard.
That's true. Enough that that our morning show host suddenly likes Will Howard.
Well, that's what it is, right? You just got to talk to somebody at like a CVS, maybe just someone in like a newsroom or something.
Yeah, like, what about Will Howard?
And then all of a sudden, you're just committed.
I'm convinced. But if somebody who's been on like the Shador Sanders train the whole time expresses their like of it, that makes you second guess it.
That will for sure.
Yeah. So guys, out if you see certain hosts at like a Giant Eagle or a CBS,
maybe the LeBron James of Sports Talk Radio,
just make sure to tell him how much you like Shador Sanders, so he'll flip flop back to liking.
That actually would be a really funny bit. Every time you see him, just go up and just say Shador is the answer.
Yeah, but change it. Like aid to the chaos here. Say the,
well, right now they're on Shador. So if we're trying to see if you can set a record for flip flops in a month and a half by one show,
we probably need
some Shador hate to be thrown in the direction. So by Monday, they can both be off the Shador train.
Mac, who is sitting about 2 feet to my left, saying best Kirk Cousins, Kenny Pickett, and Jalen Milroe.
Mac tweeted at you.
He did. Yeah, he doesn't have a voice, and I think he knows that if he cracked a mic to say his best, Keith would come down here. Keith's not so far away.
I just thought he would text you. I thought he'd give you the direct line.
That he can't drive and drive over here and smack Mac in the face for doing so.
What's funny about that is he knows you have your Twitter up right now, and so you have a better chance of reaching you through Twitter right now than you do actually through your phone.
100% right. Now, the worst for Mac, 2 feet away to my left, is Carson Wentz, Kenny Pickett, and Jackson Dart.
So the Jackson Dart part is interesting because that would imply that the Browns likely took someone in the first round and reached.
I think maybe I have to revisit my little statement I had for Daryl earlier, because every time a lot of these that I'm reading, I'm like, I don't know, like Kenny Pickett, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, Milroe, Dart, kind of all looks caca to me.
Yeah, but it wasn't that part of what Daryl had to say, because he's been championing that for months. And by the way, it's not groundbreaking news that there's not a lot of quarterbacks out there. Welcome to the NFL these days.
It's a very strong take.
The part that was interesting was that he wouldn't care what it is and what it ends up being.
Yeah, I definitely care.
I care too.
But
I care
a
great deal.
I will care if they just go a little softer, and I think they're going to be a 3-win team. It's not the thing that scares me the most. So I guess I care, but I'm not going to be mad one way or another. At least that's what I'm saying on March 21st. We are building our best and worst quarterback trio. Let's go with our buddy here Mike in Columbus, what is your best and what is your worst quarterback trio?
Well, I didn't have a trio. I've been driving up here from Columbus, and I just want to say I heard in on Will Howard, and I think he is going to be really good in the NFL because he's got it upstairs. So that was my comment. The worst trio is go back to the last, 5 years? The Cleveland Browns, you know? So that's what I'm going to say. I want to hear your thoughts on really being serious about taking him, what, third round or so? You know, I think he really looked well, you know? So
I thank you for the call. Thanks, there, Mike. Buddy. Drive safe. There is a part of me that thinks that there's a fair amount of people who are all in on Will Howard because he played at Ohio State. And I told people Will Howard had better tools than we were talking about him, and he showed that in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I feel like the pendulum swung the other way. The guy went from sucking in November to now being like, I think he's going to be the best quarterback in this draft.
So as we're watching March Madness, it's very apropos to point this out right now, but he had what is basically the March Madness bump of college football, where you just watched him in the playoff games and you watched him go through the playoff teams, and that was the best football that he played. And so, of course, it makes common sense that a lot of people would now be on Will Howard for many, many, many reasons.
Chris saying, skipped right
by
past
the way,
that.
No one in their worst has put Deshaun Watson in there, and I like that and appreciate that because we just don't even want to bring those vibes to the table.
Am I allowed to bring that now?
Well,
that you've
now I'm
it
thinking
out?
About it. I was like, should Watson have made the list? If we're doing the absolute worst, Watson should be on that list.
I mean, all right, what's worse? Kenny Pickett starts a game? I think we've already done this, but I'm on the quill. Leave me alone. Is it worse that Kenny Pickett starts 5 games next year, or is it worse that Deshaun Watson does?
Deshaun.
All right, I think they both. I think you're both DOA, at least with Deshaun.
We know it's not a matter of whether or not you are or aren't DOA, but at least with Kenny Pickett, there's a sliver of hope there. With Deshaun, there's no sliver of anything.
Norman does not specify which one this is. He says Russell Wilson, Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett. I'll take that he means that's the best.
I think so, too.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. What is the worst and best Browns quarterback trio that you can dream up? And unpredictability might be the Browns' best friend. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.